Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Once again, cities and towns are being told to expect less money from the state. Leaders in the legislature have warned municipalities that they'll likely see a 4% cut in funding for the fiscal year that begins in July. Senate President Therese Murray put it bluntly last week. The state can't afford not to cut local aid payments.
If we build in anything this year, it will have to be removed next year anyway, but we don't have the money. We don't have the resources.
This morning, three WBUR reporters take us to three different communities to look at how they're planning for budget cuts. We begin with WBUR's Fred Tice in the town of Hull.
Hull High School has the most scenic playing fields in Massachusetts. They're surrounded on three sides by water. Off the point, yards from shore, is Pettix Island. Across the harbor on another side is the Boston skyline. Here, under the giant blades of the windmill that looms over the high school, the boys' varsity lacrosse team is holding its first outdoor practice of the year.
You don't have a ball, get a ball.
This year, the team, like every team at Hull High, is getting no money from the school's athletic budget because there isn't any athletic budget.
Our budget went from approximately $260,000 to zero.
Jim Quattromoni, the athletic director, says even so, the town kept all its high school sports going. Adults volunteered as assistant coaches, and students ran beach parking lots over the summer, sold calendars, worked concession stands, and carnivals. The biggest fundraiser?
I think the big one was the, regrettably, the Meadow Muffin. We marked off the football field in 2,500 squares with field paint, and we sold the deeds to each square, turned a cow loose and waited for them to produce a award-winning Meadow Muffin. That in itself generated about $20,000.
Quattromoni says in all, the high school raised $120,000 for sports.
You almost want to feel as though you've accomplished something, but I'll tell you that it's hard to do that because this is not a sustainable model here. To expect people to raise upward of $120,000, I think, in the end, is not realistic.
In May, voters will decide whether to override Proposition 2.5 and restore lost funding to the schools by raising property taxes. It'll be a tough sell because this is not a rich town. At least sports have been able to keep going. School Committee Secretary Mary Ann Hart says the schools are down to about 100 teachers now.
We've lost about 40 positions over the past 3 years. We are just being cut.
Hart and fellow school committee member Kathy Bowes recount some of the cuts.
We've lost social studies teachers at the middle school, technology at the high school, business at the high school. We've lost assistant principal at the middle school.
Foreign language at the middle school.
Try this red one first.
One by one, the boys' varsity lacrosse players come up to coach Chris Weber at the equipment truck. Some adjust the helmets donated by the youth lacrosse program.
Sorry I didn't come yesterday.
The playing fields are busy now, but unless the town raises its property taxes, next year they could become just another part of the scenery. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.
And I'm Kurt Nickisch reporting on Needham, where town manager Kate Fitzpatrick describes the budgeting process as consistent and steady.
Needham is a conservative community financially. It's a conservative approach.
So conservative, the town has already budgeted for a 10% cut in state aid next year, even though the legislature is only talking about half that. But Fitzpatrick says Needham has to be prepared for the worst. She knows this year's drop in state money won't be the last.
We're calling it the bridge to 2013. We're trying to get to 2013 when we expect the economy to start turning around.
Needham is not poor. Located on Route 128 and on the commuter rail into Boston, the town appeals to families and businesses. Inside a busy Stonehearth Pizza restaurant on the town common, Chris Donahue from Lynn is surprised how well businesses here seem to be doing.
Just by the stores and everything around, we don't have that. There's a difference right there. In Lynn, it's hurting. Here, it don't look like it's hurting too bad.
At the next table, Frederica Lalonde doesn't disagree. She moved to Needham 5 years ago.
And I think that's the biggest thing that I've noticed about Needham residents is that they take pride in the town. Anything that the town needs, they rally to get it done.
At the same time other towns have been rejecting property tax increases, Needham has been approving them. Just this past December, the town said yes to another tax hike to pay $17 million to renovate an elementary school. But that taxpayer support doesn't mean the school district budget has been building, too.
There were some teaching positions that were reduced. There were some administrative supplies. There were support.
Ann Galati is in charge of finances for the Needham Public Schools. The district is cutting 4 jobs next year, even though it has enough money to pay for those teachers. The school's got $1.8 million in federal stimulus funds. Galati says it would be a mistake to spend that money to keep people on with no revenue to keep them on long term.
We've looked at those monies not as a one-year shopping spree, if you will, but sort of a bridge, help us sort of get where we need to be.
The rest of Needham Town government instituted a hiring freeze and was able to avoid job cuts in next year's budget. Town workers may be keeping their jobs, but they did give up a cost of living increase. Steady as she goes. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.
This is Deborah Becker. Salem, Massachusetts is one of the best-known cities in the state. About 1 million people each year visit its waterfront and witch attractions and some 2,000 businesses. But Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll is frustrated by repeated budget shortfalls. This year's, she says, is the worst.
We've been making cuts, consolidating, privatizing, trying to find ways to develop more efficiencies. And when you get to the point where you've made cuts and made cuts, eventually they get to the bone, and that's where we're at.
And if lawmakers agree to the 4% reduction in local aid next year, Salem would have to cut almost $1 million more dollars. Driscoll is considering several things, and perhaps the one she's most adamant about is having city employees pay higher health insurance copayments. Driscoll says boosting their $5 copays to $15 would bring in more than $1 million.
We've already suffered numerous layoffs. We've had early retirement incentives. I'm down 15 police officers in our police force. I'm not at a point where I can really lay off officers. At the same time, I also can't afford to maintain a $5 copay for them. Nobody has a $5 copay anymore, or very few people. So asking folks to pay a little bit more so we can keep jobs here in our city, keep police officers out on the street, neighborhood safe, I don't think that's asking too much.
Driscoll suggested increasing health insurance copayments last year, but all 8 of the city's unions rejected that. Although union leaders declined to comment, what many of them said last year was that they had already agreed to pay a higher percentage of their total health care costs. They also said it's up to the city to now come up with creative ideas. And now Driscoll is asking the state for authority to bypass the union collective bargaining process. Her other ideas include possibly closing a school and increasing local meals and hotel taxes. And that's not going over very well either. Salem Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Rinus Ushtok says businesses agreed to a higher tax rate last year.
Businesses are hurting the way it is already, and that includes restaurants and hotels. And I think by adding another tax, I think you essentially are inviting people to go out of business.
But some Salem businesses are booming, despite the economy. Longtime businessman and Salem witch Christian Day owns Hex, a witchcraft and magic shop, and he's in the process of building a psychic reading store right down the street. He says Salem businesses already pay their fair share and bring a lot of money into city coffers.
People come to Salem in droves, and they want to see the witches because they want to believe in magic again. They want that wonder that they had as a child that said, you know, we can believe in something strong enough, so strongly, and then make it happen through our sheer force of will alone.
And Mayor Driscoll might need a little magic this year to figure out how to balance her budget. For WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.